Darren, tell me a little bit about the reason behind why we hold this CUTC every 2 years.
Well, you know, there's a couple of reasons. One is to get new ideas. We've got the poster contest where there's students and companies that have new ideas that are just introducing them, just kind of throwing them out there. The second thing is that, you know, we've got to come up with new uses for corn. And this conference, you get the minds together from all over the world. I mean, we've got a great international presence this year, and they're looking for new technologies. They're looking for the products that will come out of these technologies. And so it's just a great way to find new uses of corn, because as we continue to produce more, we've got to find more uses and more homes for it.
Is there anything that you see on this program here this year that kind of stands out for you personally in terms of what some of this new research is doing?
Well, you know, I'm as a corn grower, I'm heavily involved in the ethanol industry. So that personally, finding new uses for ethanol, for byproducts of ethanol, for DDGs, I mean, that really hits home to me, because coming from South Dakota, you know, the ethanol industry is our main market today. We don't have a lot of livestock, unfortunately. And so those kind of things really interest me. And so, you know, you want that new technology, because maybe you can add something onto my ethanol plant. Or as a grower, I just know that I'll have a new use for my corn.
So this conference encourages more research or new ideas to come forward. And then what do the attendees here take away? I mean, who are some of them, and what is it that they want to go away with?
Well, there's a lot of companies that supply ideas or products to the ethanol industry, for example. You know, with the genome process that we've gone through that NCGA helped work with, you know, we're finding new products and new product potentials from corn. And so, you know, that's the companies, they look at sharing ideas. Some are looking for a particular product that somebody's already making that it'll help make their process better or their feed product better. And so those are the kind of things. It's really just a meeting of the minds on how we can better come up with new uses for corn and, you know, technologies that overlap. Obviously, it's a business venture for most of the attendees, and so they just want the opportunity to make money for their own businesses, and technology and sharing of information is a key way to do that.
Tell me about the crop so far in your area. How's things going here as we've got started on a new season?
Well, you know, across the nation, the crop went in very quickly and is very much ahead of progress, I should say. Back where I farm in South Dakota, we've had our challenges, extremely wet conditions. A lot of corn didn't get it put in till the end of May. And, you know, if we have a normal frost date, it's not that big of a concern. We've got a lot of growing season, but it's coming up quickly. It's moving along pretty fast. We're still in the process of planting soybeans. And so although in southeast South Dakota we're a little behind, you know, again, so far the crop that's up looks good.
And yesterday our keynote speaker made a comment that I thought was interesting, actually several, but one was the idea of this making corn the national crop. What do you think of that kind of concept?
Well, I can't argue with that. You know, the corn is, as far as an economic impact to this country, is one of the largest from agriculture. We export a lot of bushels, so it gives us a trade surplus. And, you know, I was on Twitter this morning, and I quoted America's crop, and so we'll see what kind of responses I get. But, you know, it's like you said, it's grown in all 50 states. You know, we use it for feed, fuel, fiber, and export, and so it is a very versatile crop. And we've learned through the genome process just how versatile it is and the new uses that will be coming in the next decade.
Well, thank you very much, Darren. We're going to look forward to a couple days of some very technical presentations, I know, but I'll be doing some interviews hoping to help understand some of these topics and what they're going to mean to agribusiness as we move forward. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.